I happen to be going out to dinner and then to a dance at the beach club.
How come?
Because Janie Matthews asked me to. That's how come.
Who's Janie Matthews?
She's just the livingest doll you've ever seen, bud. She came in from New York for the season, and we're going out in her new convertible. Any more questions?
Hey, Dad, you want to go for a swim? Flipper took off with Lorelei.
Well, I'd like to, but there's an awful lot of work here. I'll tell you what we'll do. Right after dinner, we'll go to a movie, okay?
Sure. Anybody home?
Janie. You look great.
You like it?
Yeah. Oh, this is my brother, Bud. And my father.
Hello, Janie.
Well, I'm glad to see that Sandy's got such good taste.
Thank you, Mr. Ricks. You're in charge of this entire park, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Sure is. He's the head man here.
Oh, how exciting.
You should have seen him chase these two poachers this morning.
All right, Sandy, that's enough of that.
Oh, but I'd like to hear about the poachers.
Well, we can talk about that later. Right now, don't you think it's time you both got going? Good night, Janie.
Good night, Mr. Ricks. It's been simply thrilling meeting you.
Don't keep her out too late, Sandy.
Lovely couple.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder.
So gorgeous.
Just stick with me. There's lots more.
Oh, I will. I want to see everything.
You know, for a city girl, you're a pretty good diver.
Huh, I bet you say that to all us city girls. Isn't that your father?
Uh-huh. You know, I'm glad you like diving. I've got some great plans for us for the rest of the season.
That'll be lovely.
You know, of all the girls to come here, you're about... cutest I've ever met.
Janie. Are you having a good time?
Oh, yes. Your park is just fascinating.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
It must be wonderful to live in a place like this and do so many interesting things.
Well, it has its good points.
And your job, the responsibility, and the excitement.
Not to mention the routine, the paperwork, and the long hours, huh?
Tell me about it, Mr. Ricks. I'd love to hear about it.
Well, Janie, I have to maintain the park, the facilities of the park, tell the people where they can fish and where they can't fish, catch an occasional poacher or two. Shall I go on?
What?
Well, I'd like to, but I'm going back in to have a bite to eat because I've got to go out and tag some fish in the South Lagoon. See you later. Bye, Sandy.
Janie?
Huh?
There's a special place over on the reef.
Oh, Sandy, I'm terribly sorry, but I just remembered something I've got to do back at the house.
I thought you wanted to go collect some shells.
I'll tell you what. You look for the shells. You know the kind I can string up for a necklace? And may I borrow Flipper to tow me back to shore?
Sure, if he doesn't mind. Flipper? Janie wants to tow back to shore, okay?
Thanks a million.
Will I see you at the house after lunch?
Oh, Dad, I got some pretty important plans this afternoon, if you don't need me to help tag fish.
What important plans do you have, bud?
Shorty's cat had kittens, and I just wanted to go over and see him.
You about done with your lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Get that line for me, will you, please?
Mr. Ricks!
Uh-oh.
Neat, I caught you. Are you going out now to tag fish?
I'm just leaving, Jane.
Well, would you mind if I went along? I mean, this is a real lifesaver for me. You see, I have this essay I'm supposed to do for college entrance exams. Only, I've been putting it off on account of I just couldn't think of the right thing to write about. Now I've got it.
You do?
You bet I do. Fish tagging.
Fish tagging?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Janie, I thought you had a date with Sandy to go swimming this afternoon.
Oh, we're going to meet later. Mr. Ricks, this is so much more important. This might affect my whole career, my whole life.
Well, now, I wouldn't be much of a gentleman if I said you couldn't go, would I?
Thank you, Mr. Ricks.
Hit the line, bud.
Why is it every time there's a girl around, men turn to mush? I said, can I use the skiff?
What for?
I'm going over Shorty's.
Can't you ride your bike over there? Janie's coming over and we're going to use this skiff.
Janie. Everything was so peaceful until she showed up. Anyway, she's already come and gone.
Well, where'd she go? Well, tell me, where did she go?
I gotta go to Shorty's house.
Hey, You know something you're not telling me, huh? You know where she is? Hey, what's with you guys?
Somebody doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, I think he does. And she might be in trouble. Come on, Flipper.
Will you drop me at Shorty's?
After we find Janie. Come on, Flipper. Show me where she is. Show me where Janie is. Wonder why Flipper's bringing us here.
How do you like that?
Paced out by my own father.
Sandy, are you going fishing with Janie?
I'm taking Flipper.
Flipper? I thought you had a date with Janie.
Yeah, I haven't got time for her right now.
Dad, you should see Shorty Meyer's new kittens. They've grown at least 1 inch since yesterday.
It's nice, Bud. But did Sandy and Janie have a fight?
No. How would I know?
Well, he said he was taking Flipper fishing. I thought he had a date with Janie today.
If you ask me, he's coming to his senses.
I don't know. Something went wrong.
Something must have happened.
Something did.
What?
Dad, can I spend the night at Shorty's?
All right, bud. Come on, quit stalling. What happened? Let's have it.
You mean you don't know?
Am I supposed to know?
Dad, if you don't know, I'm not going to be the snitcher.
Bud, I will personally absolve you from being called a snitcher. Now, let's have it. Come on.
Sandy thinks you're trying to take Janie away from him.
He what?
Well, have you ever seen the way she looks at you? She's just gone over you.
Oh, I see. That's it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Here she comes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good morning, Janie.
Good morning, Mr. Ricks. Bud, what's on the program for today?
The program, yes. Well, Janie, I think you and I should have a little talk.
Dreamy.
Bud, why don't you go do what you were going to do?
What was that?
Well, go look at Shorty's kittens again, okay? Janie, why don't we sit down right over here?
It is much nicer being alone.
Yes, it certainly is. Janie?
Yes, Mr. Ricks. Or may I call you Porter?
Certainly. Janie, Sandy went out of here a little while ago looking very unhappy because you're not fishing with him.
Oh, poor Sandy. But he'll get over it. He's only a child.
Oh, he is. And what are you, Janie?
I'm a mature woman. Girls mature much sooner than boys, you know.
Yes, they certainly do. Janie, I think that you and I ought to spend a lot of time together.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I think we should get to know one another.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'd like that.
You would. You know, we'll do everyday things together.
Sounds great.
You want to start now?
Sure.
All right. Start with this.
What's that?
This is a bag of laundry. I was going to take it over to Mrs. McGuire's, but since you're here, you get an awful lot of laundry and you've got two growing boys.
Yes, I guess there is.
Yeah, there sure is. Oh, Janie, look at that. A hole. But you can darn, can't you?
No.
You can't. Well, I guess you'll have to learn. Then, after you finish the laundry, you can clean up the kitchen sink, the breakfast dishes, and the rest of the house. And then we'll go down to the dock. And you can help me clean out the bilge in the launch.
The bilge?
Yeah. Afraid it gets awfully green in there.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I guess. I mean, well, I thought when you said we could do things together, you meant things like spearfishing and water skiing, that kind of thing.
Well, we can do things like that together, too. But, Janie, you've got to remember something. When you're an adult, like you are, well, you've got responsibilities that a boy of Sandy's age doesn't have.
But I am Sandy's age.
Oh, you are.
Oh, gosh. I guess I see what you mean. I should be having fun with girls and boys my own age.
That's right.
I think I'm pretty silly being infatuated with an older man.
No, I don't think you're silly at all. I'm very flattered, but I think you can see it wouldn't work.
I think I'm a dope.
No, I think you're a very bright and very attractive young lady.
Thanks. I needed that. Now, if you could tell me where Sandy's favorite place to fish is.
Sandy's favorite place to fish is right off North Point.
Thanks. I'm awful sorry you have to do all those icky things alone.
Well, I think I'll manage.
I just don't seem to have any luck at anything anymore.
What you need is the help of an experienced hand. May I present myself? Janie Matthews, girl fisherman.
Thanks, but I'm just going to give up anyway.
Well, that, sir, is the coward's way out. Do you have an extra fishing pole?
Well, I have to go. I'm going to meet a guy in town.
Well, couldn't you tell him you're busy? I'll wait.
What would I tell him that for? It wouldn't be true.
You just don't want to go fishing with me. Getting the brush twice in one morning. That must be some kind of a record, I guess.
Thank you.
boy back here.
Figure it out, though. It's only about 8 feet of water out there.
Oh? Oh, I remember now. I got a cramp in my leg. A simply frightful cramp. Thank you for saving my life, Sandy.
That's all right.
Now that you have saved my life, I mean, you're responsible for me forever. It's an old Chinese custom.
Why don't we start by letting me take you to a dance at the beach club tonight? That is, if your leg's all right.
My leg's fine. Just fine. Thanks for the dinner, Mr. Ricks. It was delicious.
Well, don't thank me. Thank Sandy. He's the one that spent all the time on it.
Wonderful.
Have a good time.
Now that that's all over, how about a swim?
Well, I'd like to very much, Bud, but I've got to go in and change. I've got a date with Miss Harper tonight.
Okay.
Trixie will